Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
Okay, so the bathroom is what you need to learn how to share. If you are going to move in together, you got to share a bathroom. And that's uncomfortable for some people.
Sure.
Bathroom. Lots of stuff happens and is stored in the bathroom that perhaps you'd like to keep to yourself.
Why not?
But you can't do that if you're only going to have one bathroom. So the key to sharing a bathroom and a life is consideration and communication. You need never feel uncomfortable over the pills, creams, and syrups that sustain you. So don't be embarrassed by the contents of the medicine cabinet.
All right.
And if you are, then you need to end the relationship anyway.
Or you need to get over yourself. I've never once looked in a medicine cabinet and thought, gee, that's weird. Or why does he or she need those things? Never even once. Although I've never looked in a medicine cabinet either.
I know. Yes. That's the thing that people do when they go to other people's houses.
Come on.
I swear to God.
Seriously,
I've
never done
peeked
it.
In somebody else's medicine
why?
Cabinet.
Why? Why would I?
I'd rather peek in like her closet to say, oh, I love those shoes or something. But I have unintentionally, like if I've run out of toilet paper, while I'm in there, I have like opened up to see if I can maybe find some before I have to go, can you help me? So I
can
have done that.
Can you spare a square?
I've done that. Be organized and hang up your towels. And girls, you know, this is going to gross all the guys out. Do you want to hear a girl confession right now?
Love it.
When we shower, do you want the music? When we shower, those of us that have long hair, we leave with a hairball in our hand that would make you want to hurl. It's disgusting. But you got to take that with you. Don't forget the hairball in the shower.
I have no problem with the hairball.
You don't?
No, because okay. I know why it's there.
Yes, because you like long hair.
I do.
Don't let the patriarchy dictate your bodily functions. You are going to have to poop, and your body has to do what it has to do. And also, tampons in the cabinet. Sorry. That's where they go.
Of course they do.
Right?
It's fine.
This one is where things might get a little tricky. Cleaning schedule. Develop and maintain a schedule that works for the two of you. Dictating who wipes down the counter, buys toilet paper, scrubs the shower walls, etc. You can alternate if you choose to. Or maybe you're like, I don't mind doing the bathroom, but I'm never doing another dish again.
So I would like the bathroom cleaning to be left to me.
You would?
I absolutely would.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I make the bigger mess.
Do you?
I assume so.
With the shaving?
No, not even. I don't do a lot of that these days because I pee standing up.
Oh,
and
yes.
And sometimes in the middle of the night or first thing in the morning, guys, you know what I'm talking about? It's hard to hit the toilet. Okay, moving on. Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Good morning again. It's Aaron. How are you?
I swear to God that was unintentional. I swear it was. I mean, I have said a lot of things on purpose on the radio. That is not one of them.
You can tell that one caught even you off guard. It's all right.
Oh, my dear Lord. My mother. My poor mother.
She knows. She got
and
five kids.
After you gave the NHL announcer a hard time for saying 8 inches of shaft in his hand.
He's standing in front of the net with about 8 inches of his shaft in his hand.
Yeah, that's right.
Notice how I didn't give any more information.
When you guys were talking about people looking in medicine cabinets?
Yeah.
When we were younger, my dad actually put ping pong balls in the medicine cabinet.
What? Is this a joke I don't understand because I'm naive?
So that if somebody opened your medicine cabinet, if you were having a thing and somebody opened it, they would feel like an ass because all they would hear is a bunch of ping pong balls hitting the counter.
That's
I like
really
that.
Funny.
That's your father is a wise man, Aaron. I don't know what the hell happened to you, but he's pretty smart.
I don't know either.
That is so funny.
I love it. Thanks for the call, Aaron.
Maybe like there was some weird thing people did with ping pong balls that I was unaware of. No, huh?
I'm sure you would know if anybody.
I don't know.
That's true. That is the truest word ever uttered. Take care, man.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.